I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Good Friday. It is the 18th of April, 2025. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go straight to the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 24. And Jesus said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain." Yes, it's in dying that we live. And today, the Lord Jesus Christ, our beloved Savior, has shown us by example what we need to do. If we want to live, we need to die to self. He did the same thing. It's in dying to self that we truly live. As a farmer, I can tell you, it's only when you sow good seed into the ground and that seed dies that it produces new life, new plants, abundantly. Don't hoard it. Don't stash it away. Don't put it in a container where there's no disease or any insect damage or mold can touch it. It will stay there forever. But it's when you take it out of that enclosure and put it into the ground that it starts to live. We mustn't be selfish. Jesus today, 2,000 years ago, showed us that if you want life and you want a life abundantly, you must be prepared to die to self. No one took his life. He gave his life freely. No one can touch the Son of God. And you and I today need to do the same. We need to put the flesh down. We need to start to prefer one another. We need to start to live and to work for our fellow man. And then we'll find the key to an abundant life and a life that is worth living, a life that has purpose. And then we will understand the principle of living for Christ. I want to encourage you today to maybe go and sit quietly somewhere with your Bible, maybe in the garden, wherever, and just think about what the Lord did for you and me today. If He had not died for us and our sins, we would not be alive today. What a mighty gift He has given to you and me. Jesus bless you and have a peaceful day thinking about what the Lord did for us. Goodbye.